The report was released by Citizen Action of Wisconsin. It says some low-income Wisconsin residents pay an average of 72 times more for opioid addiction treatment drugs on the Affordable Care Act's private insurance marketplace than they would if they were allowed into the state's Medicaid program. Joseph Gailey is a recovery coach at Safe Communities, a nonprofit in Madison. He says being able to afford opioid addiction medication is a challenge for many.
In my own recovery, when I started the road to recovery, it was very difficult, and I faced the same thing trying to get access to medication.
Governor Tony Evers' budget would expand Medicaid to about 80,000 more people. Republican lawmakers oppose accepting the Medicaid expansion. They say it will increase costs on the private market. Laurel Waite, Wisconsin Public Radio.